Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As I said on Twitter, what's better than talking Canes and High Life? I love them both.
I've never watched High Life.
Oh my goodness.
Never seen a game.
You've never been to a live High Life match?
Honestly, I walked into the one on Dania Beach, but it was almost like a museum. Like, yeah. They were like, hey, come check out this court.
Back in the day, man. We're going to go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here and talk to Kenny Kelly. I told you the Hurricanes fans will remember Kenny Kelly. And you said growing up, where you knew him from Tampa or you knew him from Atlanta?
I was in Atlanta, and he was about five years ahead of me. And I remember his name coming through recruiting services and just hearing his name on different, recruiting boards for teams that I was already looking at to play for. But he was big crap coming out of Tampa.
He came to Miami. He was a quarterback in 98-99. He went on to play Major League Baseball, if you remember. But now he's involved in High Life. And so my love affair with the Hurricanes started in 87 when I went to University of Miami. My love affair with High Life started when I was a kid. My parents, we would take a vacation every year to Miami Beach. And we'd fly. And then one night during the vacation, my parents would always go to High Life. You couldn't go when you were a kid. Back in, the 70s and early 80s, like, they wouldn't allow kids in the fronton. So all I would do is see my parents leave. They'd get dressed up. And then when I came to University of Miami and I could go, man, the valet was packed and, Shula would be there. And it was a who's who.
So you love High Life and you love the Canes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to talk to Kenny Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you're married, okay?
All right.
Don't act crazy around.
Because I'm getting a little crazy here already. So Magic City Casino, they're in their inaugural season of High Life. They've got a number of former Miami Hurricanes, and they've, I guess, turned them into High Life players, Kenny Kelly being one of them. You can get more info at magiccitycasino.com. They play Wednesday through Sunday. The season runs through the end of November. There's a lot of prize money up for grabs as well, and I'm excited to talk to Kenny Kelly. Hello, Kenny. Is he there?
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
What's happening, man?
Yeah, hey, what's going on? Yeah, appreciate for having me on.
Did you ever in a million years think that your career arc would include being a professional High Life player?
Not in a million years. I tell you what, growing up in Tampa, I remember back in the day, when I was coming up, my grandfather used to go and he used to take me sometimes to the dog track and we go over there and we have family over there. And I remember High Life back in the day then. I just vaguely remember it. And just getting the opportunity and getting to know the Havanick family there in Magic City and them coming up with this idea. I thought it was really interesting and intriguing. I took it upon. And I took it upon to, they trained us for 5-6 months. And, hey, it turned out to be a great thing.
It's incredibly difficult, though, right? I've done High Life one, not that I actually played a game. I just was able to throw the pelota once. They attached the cesta to my hand. I mean, that thing is attached to your hand. For people that don't know High Life, it's not easy, though. Are you able to play it at a high level?
Well, I tell you what, the hardest thing was, like you said, just putting on the cesta and the throwing and the catching. I mean, it's a difficult sport to learn, and I think my baseball background, I think it made it a little bit easier for me. It's just like anything, you put your heart and soul into it and you work hard, things start to come, kind of easy. People got to understand, we've only been training for 5-6 months, but, it's been a four or five, sometimes 6 day, a week type training, to get prepared. And are we at our top notch? Am I at my best right now? Oh, no, of course not, the good thing about this is where my game or where our game will be in the next year,
And Kenny, you played at UM. You played the highest level of football. You played baseball, MLB. You know what I'm saying? Like, you played against some great athletes. Is it that tough, man? Because you were a professional athlete. Was it that tough to learn high lie?
It's tough. I'm still learning. You know, I tell you, the most difficult thing is catching. You know, it's tough. Now, I will put, you know, trying to learn out there with, you know, just about anything else. You know, the good thing about highlight is kind of reminds you of baseball. You know, in highlight, it doesn't matter how big, how fast, how strong you are, how tall or short you are. It doesn't matter. You know, it's all about technique and you know, being disciplined and watch all the way in and just having good form. You know, so as you can see, we got all walks of life playing this game, small, big, little. You know, it doesn't matter. And that's what's so exciting about this sport.
Former Canes quarterback Kenny Kelly, he is part of the inaugural season of High Lie at Magic City Casino. Are you enjoying it? Are you having fun going out there every night and getting out there and playing competitive High Lie?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man, definitely having fun. I tell you what, you know, me being involved in a lot of things, playing four sports in high school and, you know, and like you said, that, you know, playing college football and professional baseball, at high level, I've always learned that, hey, if you're not having fun, you know, it's time to give it up. So I'm definitely, I know the rest of the guys, we're definitely having fun out there, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, you know. So I know I'm having fun. I look forward to, you know, getting better and continuing with the season and see where it goes after this year.
Kenny, I looked it up. Like I said, I've never been to a high live match. I've seen the court one time, but I saw the ball moves 170 miles per hour. My goal would be to get the hell out the way. Has there been any injuries? You know what I'm saying? Has there been any injuries or anything that came with the learning curve of High Lie?
Oh, yeah. We've had a couple guys go down, man. I tell you, we had a couple guys get hit in the head. One get hit in the nose. Man, I tell you what, I got hit in the shin one time by a ball, and my that thing hurt for a week, you know. So I know I'm not the old 25-year-old young buck anymore. You know, I'm getting on up there. So it was just like the rest of us. So that ball does, you know, does come at you hard, and it does hurt if it hits you. You know, and that was one of the learning, first day learning curves we learned from our coaches, that, hey, you know, you get out of the way, don't use your bare hand, use this.
Were you in shape when they approached you about doing this? Were you in shape, or did you say to yourself,
heck,
oh,
no.
I got to start training again?
Heck no. No, I definitely wasn't in shape. I tell you what, it doesn't matter how much training and how much work you do. You got to get in the game time. Live activity, you know, and so, you know, I've been sore, I've been battling through some soreness and all that stuff over the last 2 weeks, but my body now is starting to get up under me and do some good things. So, a lot of us definitely wasn't ready and prepared for what we had in store, but, you know, we're getting there.
And what's the drive, man? Because, like you're saying, playing football, I know you want to go to the NFL. Then you play baseball, you got to the major leagues. But now, what's the drive? What now? What's that drive, that goal, that finish line in High Lie?
Well, for me, it's having that, you know, having that swagger and having that, you know, in the end, say, hey, you know, I worked my butt off to be the best High Lie player out of the group, you know. So for me, it's bragging rights, you know. And then also, you got to understand there's a money incentive to it, you know. So, but also too, it's just the bond with the guys, you know, just the small talk and us competing against each other and you know, trying to outdo each other. So I think just the fact that, you know, it's fundamental for a lot of us, knowing that we're former Canes and we just look towards, you know, just trying to have fun and create a good playing atmosphere.
Kenny Kelly, again, former Canes quarterback and now a High Lie player at Magic City. It's just a whole bunch of Hurricanes, and it's a newer version of High Lie. It's not the traditional length of the court and whatnot, but they are playing a full season of High Lie, and there's prize money at stake, and it goes through November 30th. You can get info at magiccitycasino.com. Do you follow the Hurricanes? Are you down in South Florida usually, or are you still back in Tampa?
No, I'm down in South Florida now. Yeah, I'm here full-time, you know, just training High Lie, and also, you know, doing some work over there at FIU football program on the Coach Davis, and quality control analyst over there, working with the running backs and Coach, you know, Tim Harris. So, it's awesome for me right now. I mean, it's a blessing, and it keeps me going. You know, spending a lot of hours, you know, getting better, and you know, we'll see where it rolls.
FIU stole another hurricane. They took Butch. They took Ken Dorsey. They took Kenny Kelly, yeah. Too. Do you follow the Miami Hurricanes?
Yeah, of course. That's my heart. You know, Miami. Yeah, definitely follow games. I try to used to attend one, two games, but you know, now I guess I'm a Panther, but I'm a Cane at heart. Always going to be a Cane.
Yeah, there's got to be that weird pull, right? Because you're always a Miami Hurricane, and that's one of the great things about being a Miami Hurricane is that fraternity of being one, and you're so close. But yeah, you're with Butch and FIU now, so you gotta kind of share your allegiance.
Yeah, well, you know, I root for the Canes every week except for week four of this season. You know, when they have to play us FIU, so. Any other week, I'm rooting for the Hurricanes, and also I'm, you know, obviously, you know, definitely rooting for what we got in store over here at the Panthers and the building process we have going on.
And what are you, being a quarterback, man? How do you assess Malik Rozier? Because Mark Richt just came out and said he's starting the LSU game, but they got Nakosi Perry behind him. They got the young boy, I forget his name. Like, do you have full confidence in Malik Rozier going into a season?
Well, I just think he's most experienced, and he's proven a winner. You know, regardless, I know he came under some struggles last year, you know, but I think with another year on his belt, I mean, it's his job to lose, if that makes sense. So I think it's a good decision, you know, give him the opportunity to win it or lose it. And I think Coach Rickham is doing a fine job over there, you know, with that quarterback situation, because it's definitely not an easy situation.
How often do you and Butch Davis and Ken Dorsey share Miami Hurricane stories? I mean, that's got to be a running thread, right?
Oh, man, almost every day. I mean, you know, you got to understand, too, we got Kenny Holmes over there. We got Kennard Lane. We got Earl Little. So it's a lot of former us over there, you know, that came through in the good days. So we have plenty of stories.
Have they come out to see you play Hi-Li?
No, they haven't, not yet. You know, they've heard about it, but, yeah, we'll invite them out there. Coach Davis will come out there sometime, and they'd definitely like for them to see me in action.
I used to see Randy Shannon out at Hi-Li all the time. Randy Shannon was a big Hi-Li fan. It would be great, man, if you – he was. I used to see Randy Shannon all the time at Hi-Li. He was a Hi-Li fan. It would be great if there was a resurgence of Hi-Li, Kenny, because I think it's a great sport, dying sport, and I think it's great that they're using Miami Hurricanes and that you guys are competing at Magic City Casino. I think it's a lot of fun. So we wish you luck, man. I want
a game today?
Yeah, you play today, right?
Yeah, playing today. Yes, sir.
You play today? You play what? Wednesday through Sunday, so it's every night?
Yep, Wednesday through Sunday. We have Monday to Tuesday off. You know, we have the matinee starts at 3, and then the night start at 7.
And then what, like, are you in, like, the cold tub? Like, are you beat up after a night of Hi-Li?
No, not really, actually, to be honest with you. You know, I try to stay away from that training room. You know, I don't like the guys to see me hurt, you know. So if there's any doctoring I'm going to do, it's going to be at home. You know, them guys, they won't see me hurting.
What about mentally, man? Like, I know before a major league game or a football game, you got to, like, lock in. Like, do you lock in for Hi-Li?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I lock in. You don't know it. Yeah, I got my way of locking in is work. So, yeah, definitely try to stick with it.
Are all, you know, the Hi-Li players friendly, or is there, like, because, I mean, you are competing, but you're all.
And also, like, lifelong Hi-Li players might look down upon the guys that just got into the sport.
Yeah, what about, like, lifelong Hi-Li players look at newcomers being, you know, given a spotlight like this. Do they say, hey, what are you doing? You're not playing our sport.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I've heard some rumbling. I don't know for sure. You know, I stay off the media sites, and I don't pay attention to that. Obviously, you're going to. And when you have something like this, you're going to make some people happy. You're going to piss some people off. So for me, it's to say that, you know, I just worry about, you know, myself and just trying to do what I can do to make this sport and make myself better.
And do you guys get along there? Like, or is it when the card is running, I'm not going to, you know, have small talk with somebody that I'm playing in the seventh game?
Yeah. Well, we all pretty much get together. But, you know, you got 18, 19 young men, all different, you know, kind of backgrounds and different sports and stuff. So, you know, everybody's there competing, want to win. Everybody's used to winning and being on top. And so, you know, you're definitely going to have some sparks and some fireworks here and there, which for me makes me want to go to that place every day, you know. So, but no, we pretty much get along for the most part. But, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, we like brothers. So, you know, brothers, You know, they don't argue and fight sometimes, but, you know, you pick yourself up and get over it and keep it moving. But I can tell you, for the most part, you know, we're all down for each other. We got each other's back if it came to a point to where, you know, if we needed each other. You know, so that's how we roll.
Ken, are you married, man?
No, I'm actually divorced. So I'm a single man.
Okay, I didn't want to upset anybody if you were, but I was going to ask you, is there any highlight groupies? Like, is there people after the match standing around?
I think, unfortunately, they all look like me, but go ahead, you answer, Kenny.
I just said it might be 40 or 50, but you can still get you some action.
Yeah. No highlight groupies there. I think we got to make some plays. We got to make some plays first.
Okay, the same way. Same way as football.
Not like back in Coral Gables where they were just lining up.
Right. You know, we got to make some plays around here before we get the goodies.
Kenny Kelly, former Miami Hurricanes quarterback. He is playing highlight now. You could see him at Magic City Casino, their inaugural season of highlight. Check out magiccitycasino.com. They play Wednesday through Sunday. It's a fun sport to watch, and the fact that Miami Hurricanes, including Kenny Kelly, are doing it makes it super exciting. And, you know, as a Hurricane grad myself, I'm hoping for great things from the Canes this season. I'm hoping for great things from FIU this season, because there are so many Miami Hurricanes that are now on the staff. And I think we both agree, Kenny, as long as the Gators and Seminoles are sucking wind, we're good, right?
Look.
Yeah. Well, I'm praying, you know, that UM does well. You know, I'm hoping they go 11-2 this year, and, you know, and lose in the national championship game. You know, they lose to us in week four and then turn around and play us again in the national championship game. We'll beat them again.
That would be a storybook ending for FIU fans. Thanks for making time for us, Kenny.
Yeah, man.
Good luck today.
Appreciate it.
All right. Kenny Kelly there. Magic City Highlight. Check it out at magiccitycasino.com. I'd like to see you play. You have no idea how difficult that sport is.
Difficult. What? The ball goes fast?
Okay. Hey.
I'm going to go watch it, and I'll let you know after I watch. We should go see Kenny.
Right.
I want to go see Kenny play because I've seen the videos. Doesn't seem that rough.
All right. All right, we'll go watch it. We'll
go watch it so I can really appreciate it.
Let's see if we can set up a field trip. We'll take a break here. That was fun. I enjoyed that. We'll take a break and we'll come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.